Well, hey, good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Well, this news is not good. Saying he feels mentally insecure, Brian Wilson has postponed his Pet Sounds and Greatest Hits tour, slated to start later this month, because he says of mental health issues that developed after his most recent back surgery. He's now had 3 back surgeries in all. The Beach Boys studio mastermind and inarguably one of pop's greatest composers says in a statement that he started feeling strange and saying things he didn't mean not long after that surgery, and he will therefore rest up, work with his doctors, and hopefully get back on the road soon. Wilson's decades-long struggles with mental illness are well documented. He says with the help of doctors and medications and the love and support of his family over the years, he's been able to live a productive and enjoyable life, and hopefully that will happen once again for Brian Wilson. While the attention magnet who sings his songs might get most of the biopic glory, though he actually is in Rocket Man, the spotlight is now turning to Bernie Taupin, who is opening a new art exhibit in LA tomorrow. It's called Bernie Taupin, the Artist, the Rock On Tour, and His Blowtorch. It features 20 life-size sculptures and artwork made from things like barbed wire, shattered guitars, I bet he has a few of those, and various American flags. The 69-year-old songwriter who, of course, penned Rocket Man, Benny and the Jets, That's Tiny Dancer, and countless others for Sir Elton John, says he's been creating visual art, not just the lyrics, since he was 17 years old, and that his work has appeared in museums all over the world. Well, it's not Oprah Uma Uma Oprah, but Jack White meet Jack Black. For the first time, the two rock and roll Jacks with the colorful last names have crossed paths. It all happened at Heathrow Airport in London earlier this week. Jack Black was traveling with his band Tenacious D while White was in town with the Rock On Tour. So they snapped a few photos together and they were passed around on social media. Fans are now begging for a Jack Black, Jack White collaboration. Maybe School of Rock 10? Well, a guy that played keyboards with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, Billy Preston, of course he had his own hit, Will It Go Round in Circles, died of kidney failure at the age of 59 on this day in music history, June 6, 2006, and birthdays, the late great Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops, and of course the Little Shop of Horrors. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.